Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
He is risen. He is risen indeed. Happy Easter, everyone, and thank you very much, Mary. I hope it's a beautiful day at your house, and I hope it's a wonderful Easter, if that is your faith, and if Christianity is your faith. And thank you for joining us this morning. We are here to talk about plants live for the next couple of hours, obviously live, and we would hope that you would join us. So please do pick up that phone and give me a call. We'll try to be really quick with answers today. The number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. A couple of things I want to mention very, very quickly before we get on to Steve Huddleston, who's waiting very patiently. One of them is that next weekend, the Cherry Tree event is coming up at Fair Park. Arborological Services is the company that put me on top of this, and I have now looked for something else and have it in my cache somewhere here, but I can't. Well, let me see what I can find on my laptop, because this is really going to be a cool event and one you'll want to be involved with. It is the Cherry Tree Dallas Urban Forest Advisory Committee Challenge, and it's April 26th. And there is a long story about it. It's from Earth Day, although Earth Day will be just a little bit earlier. But anyway, it's going to be next Saturday. And the story is too long to read to you, the news release. I never did get a really short version of it. But it involves tree climbing and a lot of fun events at Fair Park next weekend. Cherry Tree, Charitree, Dallas Urban Forestry Advisory Committee. And if you will just do a search for Cherry Tree event, Dallas, April 26th, it'll give you the link right to that page. And you can see how they are raising funds to plant trees and take care of trees in the Dallas area, and that's a good thing. Now, that's coming up next Saturday, and the next thing is the reason I couldn't attend. Next Saturday, I will be doing my first book signing of the new book, and that will be out of town. I'm sending a very quick fax, a text, because I've got one missing here. But anyway, that will be next Saturday at 3:30 in Emory at Hooton's Hardware, and I'm looking forward to that. We've driven to Tyler so many times and been after hours, and I looked there at Hooton's Hardware thinking, that is a cool place. I'd like to go there, and I have my chance next Saturday afternoon. And that is in part a paid appearance, with the proceeds going to the McKinney Education Foundation in support of Serenity High. I will be there at 3:30 until 5:30, and I hope you'll join us at Hooton's Hardware in Emory, my first time ever to speak within a 50-mile radius of Emory. So come see me if you're at Lake Fork or anywhere else in that area. I'd love to see you next Saturday at 3:30. Next Sunday afternoon, and I don't have the time for this yet. I looked back through my emails on my laptop and don't see it, and I didn't realize I didn't have it. But I have a book signing. The first one in the Metroplex will be at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco, and it's going to be mid-afternoon, and I hope that you'll come out and see me there. Shades of Green in Frisco, they're on Coit Road, 2 miles north of Highway 121, and I'll have the details on that a week from now at this time. And also, I'll be putting it in my electronic newsletter, eGardens, on my website, on my Facebook page, so we'll get you notified. That's a week from today at Shades of Green, and 6 days from today at Hooton's Hardware in Emory. I have a lot of other book signings lined up, and I'm getting the whole calendar now finalized, and when I can catch my breath, I will get them all typed up and put on the Facebook page and on my website. My Facebook page is pretty busy. I invite you to join us there. It's NEILSPERRY. Let's go to Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, with his report. Steve, happy Easter.
Well, happy Easter to you, Neil.
Yes, sir, and you're going to talk appropriately about a plant. Why don't you tell us about it?
That is cross vine, appropriate for this weekend. But it is also a Texas native, and it's an evergreen vine. It clings very well to brick, rock, certain structures. And the glory of this vine is in the spring when it produces masses of 2-inch tubular flowers. that attract hummingbirds on their spring migration. The species has yellow flowers with a rust-colored throat, but Tangerine Beauty has very striking orange flowers. And then there's even a red cross vine that has brick red flowers.
Well, that's pretty too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. Gorgeous. But anyway, it's an excellent choice for a fence, trellis, or even a brick or rock wall. It takes full sun to part shade. And the bridge in our Fuller Garden leading to the Fuller Garden is absolutely covered with cross vine and its blossoms right now.
Steve, the Botanic Garden surely looked nice 3 or 4 nights ago when Lynn and I were there to speak. It's just beautiful. And you guys really get your use out of your rooms, don't you? The place had something going on in every one of the meeting rooms. That was cool.
That was nice.
Including you. Including you and one of the other ones. Yeah, that's right. All right, and Byzantine Glads. This may be one of my favorite perennials. I'm not a big gladiolus fan, except for this one. Tell us.
Well, it's nice. It's a good heirloom plant. It's actually native to the Mediterranean region. It sends up 2-foot-tall spikes that bear 10 to 20 florets, or individual flowers. And those flowers are magenta-colored with a white stripe in the throat. And this is a bulb that perennializes well in our area, and currently it's blooming in our cottage garden in front of the Rock Springs building.
Folks, if you know what regular glads look like, the ones that you grow in your garden, or maybe the tall ones that you get at the flower shop, although those usually have been cut some, these are just about half size. And these, as Steve said, are heirloom plants that perennialize. The clumps get bigger and bigger and bigger. We have a neighbor, they really don't do much to tend their yard, and yet the big clump of Byzantine Glads is probably 24 inches across. They're just beautiful. Love that plant, and that magenta color is awfully close to maroon. It's nice.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You know, I for a guy who has 2 degrees from Ohio State, I'm certainly beholden to Texas A&M, my hometown. So anyway, go for that one. Spring Festival coming up. Tell us.
Well, yes, that is this coming weekend, April 26 and 27. This is a wonderful celebration of Japanese culture in the beauty of our Japanese garden, which covers 7.5 acres. There will be koto music, taiko drummers, sakura dancers, demonstrations of Japanese swordsmanship, martial arts, the tea ceremony, bonsai, ikebana. Children's activities will include kimono dress-up, Japanese storytelling. There will be origami, calligraphy, Japanese crafts and games, you name it, along with food in our food court, plenty of gifts to purchase in our gift shop. Anyway, vendors will be selling watercolor paintings, pottery, and jewelry. Really, it's a wonderful, wonderful event. It runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday. Admission for adults is $6, $3 for children, 4 through 12, and under 4 are admitted free.
Boy, that is a big event, and you've been doing it for a long, long time. All right, and that's at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Japanese Garden, one of 16 or 17 gardens throughout the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. What a beautiful Easter afternoon to go to the Botanic Garden. Which of the venues will be open? Do you know off the top of your head, Steve, today?
Oh, everything is open, yes.
Oh, I love it. That's great. All right, how do they find you?
Well, we are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, and on the Internet, it would be found as?
fwbg.org.
All right, just the initials of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden and the 24-hour information number.
That is 817-392-5510.
Steve Huddleston, we appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Easter with your family. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you.
See you next Sunday. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, that is sponsored by the fine folks at Encore Electric Service Delivery. I was giving a talk in the Botanic Garden the other night, and I happened to mention to the assembled group of people something about a tree and know before you grow, and I heard this buzz from the back of the room. I said, is there somebody here who works for Encore? And 2 or 3 hands went up. I said, well, there's a positive. This is a wonderful program. And what it involves is as you're buying new trees this spring to plant in your landscape or a new tree, you need to be looking it up ahead of time, and you also need to be asking the nurseryman before you make your purchase, how tall does this tree grow? How wide does it grow? Because before you even go shopping, you need to have measured the distance to the power lines and the distance to your house and other things, driveway, other things. And so you need to know before you grow. And then if you're doing any kind of construction or any kind of work that involves the power lines anywhere near, if you're within 10 feet of power lines, you want to call Encore 888-313-6862 and ask questions before you proceed to make sure it's safe. You don't want to work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. We have a lot of hangers, tree limbs that are still broken and hanging. Some of them even on power lines. Don't touch those. And if you have a question, if you're seeing smoke or fire from a power line to a tree, call 911. And if you're digging to plant that new tree or to trench to put a water system in, call 811. 2 business days ahead. All right, so that's a very important message, a whole handful of messages from Encore, Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. And we're ready to get the program underway. Let's go first to Larry in Dallas. Let me give the phone number before we go to Larry, just because I probably am going to be wanting some phone calls before this morning is out. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, a blessed Easter to you, Neil.
Well, thank you. Happy Easter. Blessed Easter to you as well, sir. How may I help you?
Neil, I've got a thick coat of leaves over my banana tree stumps from last fall. And when do I take them off, or do I leave them and let the bananas come up through them?
Well, I think you can tidy them up right now. They are too... I hope you can. They are to moderate the rate at which the soil temperature, the freezing and thawing occurs, so that it doesn't happen quickly. I hope we're not having more frozen soil, so I don't think we have to worry about soil freezing too quickly and thawing too quickly at this point. Take them off. I hope your banana is still under there, because it was pretty cold this year for a long period of time, and that's, if we're ever going to lose banana trees, that's when we're going to do so.
Yeah, I was worried about it.
Yeah. You may have to replant. We're having to, I'll bet you anything, we're going to end up cutting a lot of crepe myrtles back to the ground to let them regrow like we did 6 or 8 years ago. Everybody gets all panicked when I say that to them. I say, well, the thing is 3 inches in diameter. I've been trying to pat them on the shoulder and say it will be 3 inches in diameter in a year or so. But I think we're refining our list through our crepe myrtle trails of McKinney. I think we're refining the list of those that we would not recommend for especially suburbs and north of Dallas-Fort Worth. Tuscarora looks like it's frozen. Natchez looks like it's frozen back, and some of the others. So we'll find out. And bananas may be in that boat too. But we, you know, we take what we get in gardening, Larry.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Well, the sweat of your brow, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I hope you have a wonderful Easter, and I'm really grateful for your call, sir. Thank
you. God bless you and yours, Neil.
Thank you, and he has. All right, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back to Wilma from Sherman. Wilma, give me just a minute to keep on time here. And, folks, Wilma's my call. I don't have another call unless you pick up the phone and pitch in. It's kind of easy in and quick off today. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Arborological Services. You just heard Steve Hauser's voice, and they will be very involved with that Cherrytree event next Saturday, and they need to be very involved with your trees. They are the experts your trees deserve, serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981. These are the people that take care of my trees. Who take care of my trees? These are the people who have the 11 International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborists, and on staff, plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, college degreed. They have an oak wilt specialist on staff with a master's degree in plant pathology. Tree climbing crews that have taken the state competitions 22 of 32 times, and they have 2 Arborists of the Year on their staff. Nobody asks me to say that on their behalf. They are very low-key, unassuming people who work at Arborological Services. I just think those credentials need to be repeated. So whatever your tree needs, from routine tree maintenance to something heroic with your shade trees, the people to call, the people I call my heroes, Arborological Services. Arborological.com, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter, @ The Tree Experts, and the phone number, toll-free from anywhere in the Metroplex. They are a local company only, but they have a toll-free number to make it easier for you at 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267, Arborological Services. A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. They are very, very good. Thank you. As is Covington Nursery and Landscape Company at 5518 President George Bush Highway on the north side of Highway 66 in Rowlett. That's Lakeview Parkway, right there at that intersection of Lakeview Parkway and President George Bush. What a wonderful intersection. Covington's has all the flowers you want for eye-catching color in your yard. Their newly expanded shopping area is stocked, filled with gorgeous annual perennial tropical flowers, succulents, vegetables, and herbs, and they have a huge selection of gorgeous blooming hanging baskets and color bowls. 18 acres of the finest plants for our area. They've just received a shipment of hydrangeas, beautiful roses, knockouts, and drift, hibiscus, caladiums, ferns, hostas, vines, crepe myrtles, and so many more. And listen to this one right now. Their red buds are on sale for 25 to 50% off the regular price. Several varieties, including the weepers. Covington's also has fountain, statuary, pottery, all in the garden accents that you want to have for the final touch to your landscape. Now, you can check their available stock list by going to CovingtonNursery.com. CovingtonNursery.com, and you'll even see what they have in their half-price houses. They, even with all the remodeling, they've made sure that they still have a half-price house for you. Get out there today. Says they will be open today. You can call the number to ask what hours they'll be open today, but they will be open later today at Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway in Rowlett, 972-475-5888. 972-475-5888, CovingtonNursery.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Well, it is finished. It is half of the books that have been pre-sold of my new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, are in the mail as of Friday. The other half will go into the mail tomorrow, I am told by the fulfillment center. And all orders taken through today will be shipped by Wednesday. So very soon, thousands and thousands of thousands of mailboxes will be getting very, very heavy. My book is called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. And folks, I have to tell you, it is the book I always dreamed I would be able to write. I hope that you will get a copy of it. It is normally $32.95. We have a very special price going on, and our office is open for a short while this morning until 11 today. And you can call right now if you would like to. The price is normally $32.95, but it is $28.95 if you call before 11 today. $28.95, and there will be shipping and tax on top of that. Of course, there would be anywhere, but it's not going to be on Amazon. It is not on Amazon. It is not going to be in stores. I've self-published this book. The only way you can get it is either from neilsperry.com, which you can do anytime today, neilsperry.com, or by calling 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. I have family members helping at the phone banks this weekend, and so I hope that you will call before 11 today, or just a little before 11. And this book is everything that I have ever written before. All the information on our highly informative posters, all the when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray information from my 30 years of doing a Texas gardening calendar, and all of the information in my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening book, the newer of which is now 23 years old. all that information has been extremely updated. I mean, there's so much more information in this book than I've ever put in anything else. It has 344 pages, 840 photographs, and it is still only $28.95. That's what you can do when you self-publish. That's a real bargain. So I hope you'll call. And by the way, a better deal for you. Our magazine's normally $23.95. It's just $14 if you buy it with a subscription or with the book at the same time that you get the book. 1 year new or renewal to the magazine and the book. Total price there, $42.95 plus tax and postage on the book. There you go. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 1-800-752-4769. We'll have it in the mail by Wednesday. All right. We go to Wilma in Sherman, who's been waiting very, very patiently. Wilma, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. Thank you. How may I help you?
I bought a couple of palm trees, about less than 3 foot, and one about 4 foot.
All right, what varieties?
I have no idea.
Oh my. Okay, go ahead.
They're not very tall. I don't know how to keep them alive. They're in pots.
You're going to leave them in the pots?
I was hoping to be able to transfer them to larger ones, hopefully, or I don't know about putting them in the ground. I don't know anything about how they will last. I'm wanting to use them year to year.
Well,
if I keep them alive.
This is a little like saying I have a vegetable and I want to know how to grow it, and you say, well, what kind of vegetable? Well, I don't know whether it's a tomato or a radish, and so the answer is very, very different. There are lots of palms that are sold. Let me be very generic, and I'd rather you did not reply to what I'm about to say. In some of the national chain retail, great big stores that have absolutely no business being sold for use outdoors in landscapes in our part of Texas, if you buy from a local independent retail garden center, they will tell you, and they'll know whether that plant has a chance to survive. You're very far north, and a lot of palms took it in the neck this past winter. There are lots of palms that are only winter hardy in the very warmest part of South Texas, and there are a few that will grow as far north as we are. You need to find out what you have first. I would make sure that they identify them for you. And then that's the starting point. In a container, you can always grow them in pots, although some palms get quite large. You need to know what kind of palm you have. You don't know whether you have an oak tree or an English ivy plant, unfortunately, at this point. So I can't get much closer than that, Wilma, without knowing what kind of palm you have.
But
there are thousands. Well, not thousands. There are hundreds of species of palms. Some are trees.
I have them in the pots now. And how often would I water these? And
whenever they're dry. That's my answer. That's my answer that I give for every plant that people grow. When it gets to a point when it is its watering time, if you're growing something that needs a great deal of water, like a hydrangea, then that cycle comes up more quickly. If you're growing cacti and succulents, not as often. With palms, when the top of the soil is beginning to dry out, you water at that point. There is no good answer to that. How often do you take a drink of water? Well, it varies. It's a lot different in July than it is in January.
Right.
Yeah. Find out what you have and call me back if you will. Okay. I can't get much closer to giving you good advice until I know what you have.
Okay. Well, you know how it is when you just buy them off a lot. It's not.
Well, don't do that. Just get to it. You have a really good nursery halfway between your cities, and you have others too. But I know them very well, and if you'll ask for help of a.
Spur of the moment.
Yeah, I know. I've done that too. Hey, I hope you have a great Easter, and I appreciate your call very, very much. Thank you. All right, Brian in Commerce. You know what, Brian? I see that Jerry needs to do his newscast. I'm going to take you right after that. And this is our long segment where we can get several of you. So hang with me if you will, please. Let me tell you right now about the great folks at Dallas Plumbing. I love this company. And when we went in there to call on them, it was just so cool going to meet all the members of the Downs family, the third and fourth generations involved. This company founded in 1903, the year the Wright brothers had their first flight 111 years ago. Henry Ford began Ford Motor Company when Dallas Plumbing was begun by the patriarch of the Downs family line. And it's still there, and it's still family. family, and they're doing their thing. And I walked right past the kitchen and bath showroom where they have all of their fixtures, where my wife and I had chosen all the fixtures in our home just a few years earlier. We were customers already, and I never dreamed I'd get to do ads for Dallas. Love this company. Dallas Plumbing has earned multiple awards. They are also a Carrier factory authorized dealer, and right now you can get up to a $1,450 rebate on a new Carrier heating and cooling system, or 0% interest if you pay in full within 1 year. The offer is good through the end of May 31, 2014. Call Dallas Plumbing tomorrow for details and a free estimate. Carrier, turn to the experts. By the way, that kitchen and bath showroom is open Monday through Friday and then Saturday mornings at 11055 Plano Road. That's their headquarters, 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, dallasplumbing.com, 214-340-6300. For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs at any time, it's dallasplumbing.com, 214-340-6300.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
All right, I knew that. I could have told you the same thing. Not? Let me tell you right now about Scott's Turf Builder Recovery. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scott's Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our lawns have taken quite a beating, and if you have lawn damage, this is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing it. With just three simple steps, your lawn can be healthy and green in almost no time. Now, first is preparation. It's important that you start with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Soil to improve your native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. You need that Scott's Turf Builder lawn soil so that you can plant grass seed designed to withstand heat and drought, like Scott's Turf Builder grass seed with water smart technology. And then third and finally, feeding is the best thing to do to strengthen a drought damaged lawn. Feed your newly planted grass with Scott's starter food for new grass. Now, I want to step aside long enough to say that there are many of you who do not need to be doing some of those things, but you do need to fertilize your lawn. And the iconic nationally known product that you want to use is Scott's Turf Builder. Have you heard that name about a million times in your life? It's the best. Scott's Turf Builder lawn food. You'll find all the Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's stores, and you can save 20% on both Scott's Turf Builder grass seed and Scott's starter food for new grass in 15-pound bags or larger, those two products. For more information, go to scotts.com, scotts.com. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. My friend Jerry Overton, happy Easter, Jerry.
Same to you, Neil. Good morning to you. It's 8:33 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Recovery continues in South Korea. The story after your first weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast. We're looking for cloudy skies, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 76 for the high. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms still in the forecast with a low of 60. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Some of those could be severe. Look for the high to be around 78. And then Tuesday, the sun's back, the high 82. It is 65 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Dallas, you've got a wreck. Northbound I-35E at Illinois Avenue. The right lane is blocked. Also in Dallas, structure fire at Colwick Avenue on Kilburn. Watch for emergency vehicles in the area. Well, divers finally able to recover bodies from inside the sunken South Korean ferry, pushing the death toll past 50, with the expectation that many more will be added to that number in the coming days. About 250 people are still missing, the vast majority of them high school students who have been on a holiday trip. It is, of course, Easter Sunday, millions around the world celebrating Christ's resurrection from the dead. In Rome, Pope Francis presiding over Easter Sunday Mass at St. Peter's Square in the Vatican, with nearly a million Catholic pilgrims from around the world. Meanwhile, the Greek Orthodox Patriarch in Syria says Christians in that war-ravaged country will not submit or yield to extremists who attack our people in holy places. In Syria, Islamic extremists have become increasingly influential among rebels, attacking Christians who they see as infidels. And the U.S., considering what may be seen as a demonstration of its continued commitment to NATO, by deploying 150 soldiers for military exercises to begin in Poland and Estonia in the next few weeks, decision to be announced this week. Again, looking for a high today of 76 with a chance of showers and storms. 65 right now at DFW Airport. From the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. I have been getting emails this week from the SPCA of Texas asking all the help we can give in getting people to give dogs and cats as Easter gifts, not bunnies and chicks. And because they tend to not have the happiest of lives. So if you have a bunny or chick, then I think the SPCA would back me up on this. Please be very, very careful to take the best of care with it. It's a living being and deserves that special attention. And don't abandon it. So anyway, just a random thought that is not in what they sent to me. I don't know if the shelters are open this afternoon. Sometimes they're closed on holidays, but often on a religious holiday, they will have someone else there to staff it. So, you know, I would say that I'll bet that it will be. They will be, both of them. The SPCA of Texas dog this week is Alec. Alec is a sweet and adorable little guy. He's a one-year-old Chihuahua mix. He will make the... You know, when I looked at him, I thought... What am I looking at? Is this a great big dog or a little dog? And then I saw Chihuahua. He's a little dog. He'll make the perfect companion for any lucky person or family. Alec has the sweetest brown eyes, adorable tan coat, perfect for summer. He's sweet, loving. He enjoys to play with other dogs. He's a little bit shy. I think that's kind of a trait, isn't it, of Chihuahuas? I don't have one, but he warms up to his human companions very quickly. And he is waiting to find his new forever family. If you're looking for a new best canine friend, you really go out to the Russell Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Meet Alec today, and it says today he is a cutie. Now, the Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney is at Stacy Road. It is 8411 Stacy Road. That's just east of Custer by about a quarter of a mile. If you're coming off 121, go up Custer, turn right on Stacy, and turn right into the shelter about a quarter mile. If you're coming from Central, you get on, you get off at Stacy and Allen, and you kind of take a winding road. Stacy moves around a little bit, and you'll come to it just before Custer. And if you're coming from Frisco, Main Street's Stacy. It's same street. You just go through Custer and it changes. It's magic. And there they'll be on the right, just a quarter mile beyond. Noon to 6, 7 days a week, and the SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. It's beautiful. Have you seen that? Regular hours there also. Noon to 6, 7 days a week. You can see all of the adoptable pets, including Alec, at spca.org/findapet. I'm an adopted guy. And that was a blessing to me. Give Alec that same blessing on Easter Sunday. Wouldn't that be cool? And so that's your report. It's the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has printed, and it's beautiful, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, $32.95 on sale for a limited time at $28.95, or by the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, total value $56.90 for just $42.95. I have self-published the book. It won't be in stores or on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW or order from Neil Sperry.
As we go from an unpredictable winter to a predictable Texas summer, the change is quite a blessing, I think. I'm not sure I want the blessing of 105 degrees. I'm not sure that I want the blessing of cracking soil and foundation issues. I don't have foundation issues now. We have had advanced foundation repair at both of the buildings that I own, our home and my magazine office. Each of them needed their help, and each of them was helped immensely by this fine company. They've been in business a long time. I've been doing ads for them this is my 20th year to do so, and I'm so beholden to them for the the changes they made in our home, at my office. They do it right, and they do it right the first time. The home inspection that they will give your dwelling is an hour to an hour and a half long. It's very thorough. They will give you a topographic map of the floors in your home and show you any problems that exist. You may be amazed to find that one floor is an inch or two lower than another floor, sometimes even in the same room. It's amazing. You think, man, I'd think the furniture would be sliding. And that's what we had. We had a two-inch drop in one room. And sure as the world, took the carpet up, and there was the crack. Oh, my goodness. Amazed we didn't feel it before. All right, so that's Advanced Foundation Repair. They do that free home inspection. Then if you hire them to do the work, it's done right the first time with a lifetime guarantee that's transferable owner to owner to owner. Call the best. Call them now before they get swamped and before you get panicked. Advanced Foundation Repair. You have nothing to lose. The home inspection is free. You have everything to gain, like a sound, sturdy home around you. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
We go to Brian in Commerce. Brian, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Thanks for
Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter, Brian. Thank you.
Well, I'm living in Commerce, Texas. Of course, I've got the black clay soil. And I've got this small greenhouse. And I have had an ant problem. While I was getting bit, I decided I'm going to get rid of these ants and threw out some Amdro. Well, I'm going to be growing some vegetables in this greenhouse. Do I need to remove this section of compost, dirt, where I've laid this Amdro ant killer?
Probably not. How? What will the time interval be between the time that you threw it out there and the time that you're going to be growing vegetables?
Oh, it's probably been about 2 weeks.
All right, and you're putting vegetables in a greenhouse at this point?
Well, I'll be taking the top off.
Got you. Just using the same space. I got you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, 2 weeks is not very long. I figured that you were going to be waiting till next fall. There is no good answer to that, Brian. I'll tell you, it's a minefield for Neil, because if I tell you, oh, no, you can go ahead and do it. Amdro's not going to be a problem.
Sure.
Then if you have a problem, then I'm suddenly on the hook. So I don't think I want to touch that one. I know you're safe if you remove the soil, and you can put that soil somewhere else out in the garden. With a little luck, you won't be picking up fire ants and hauling them around when you're doing that. It should have done its job by now. Now, I'm going to tell you something else that I do not want you to take to be the answer to your question. Most companies that have products of that sort do not go to the expense, because they can't get their money back, the expense of proving to the Environmental Protection Agency that a product can be used without any concern in a vegetable garden. That's $100 million for starters, just to do all the research and testing that it requires. So the truthful statement is, I have no clue. I don't know whether that would cause any problem or not. But so I can't recommend one way or the other. But, that's why we have so few products that are labeled for use in vegetables or in fruit crops, because it's so expensive for them now to prove the negative that this is not going to cause any problem. So that's the best answer I have. I know if you move the stuff, you'll be okay.
Right. And another thing I had, if you don't mind, had some heirloom seed plants started, and I was going to move them into this area of the raised beds. Is there what strength of fertilizer would be best for them young seedlings?
I would probably the first time use a root stimulator. If it's a soil mix that you have amended greatly so that it's not the native black clay, then probably there is not an excess of the middle number, the phosphorus. I would use one time a liquid high phosphate root stimulator just to get them established. I tend not to like to fertilize the minute I plant a transplant. I'll wait a week or so for it to get established with other fertilizer, with nitrogen.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with it. I appreciate
your
call. I hope I helped. All right. Let's go to Paul in Cedar Hill. Paul, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. Good morning.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. Thank you.
I'm a long-time listener. In fact, you and I met at the – we worked at the same printing company back in 1978.
Oh, the year I was at Horticultural Printers. Cool.
That's it. Yes, sir.
That's it. Good people.
My lawn's usually very healthy at St. Augustine. I'm concerned about it this year. It looks like it might have had some freeze back or something.
I think there has been some, Paul. I have looked at the St. Augustine that I have, and it's coming out, and it will recover, but it's lethargic in those areas that had brown patch last fall. I don't have it in my lawn anymore because we have absolutely no sunshine, so I have ground covers and other plants, but I have enough along the county road up at the end of our driveway that I get a pretty good monitor of what's going on. I don't treat for brown patch up there. In fact, I was working on my book last fall and just didn't have time to mess with anything. And boy, sure enough, that weakened area is some of those patches are probably not going to come back, but it'll cover back in. If you have a sprig of green for every square foot, it will recover. It may look bad until June or July, but it'll cover back.
I think that's what my weakest point looks like. You know, there's a few sprigs in there, but it's just...
I've looked at a lot of lawns in the last week, and also a lot of Asian jasmine ground cover beds. It's doing the same thing. And last night I was walking to dinner in downtown McKinney with our son, and I said, Brian, look there, with some greenery coming up from down on the runners. So it's going to be all right, too, I think. It's just this was
hang
not.
In there.
Yeah, that's what it's called. That's what it's called. Oh. Paul, it's so good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Have a wonderful Easter.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. We'll go to Pete in Venus, Muhammad in Frisco, Art in Sanger. Stay with me, please. My new book, I hope that by a week from now, they will all be delivered. I think they will, because the last of the ones that are ordered this morning before 11, will be shipped Wednesday. Half of the many, many thousands that were ordered on the pre-order special were shipped Thursday and Friday, and half will go out tomorrow. They were done in the order in which they were ordered, and they're going into the Postal Service. And at that point, it just will take 3 or 4 days for them to arrive. And I think you're going to like the book. I think you are. Can't wait to hear. But the people to whom I have sold it in person have even made issue of calling back and writing back and saying, oh my goodness, thank you. This is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening done in 1991, 23 years ago. I didn't even open that book much to do this. This is a completely different format so that I could get a huge amount more information into the 344 pages. I think you'll find this to be an extremely useful, it's heavy, extremely useful book. 840 of my photographs. We have more than 20 charts. You know, our very informative posters that we've done over the years with the 100 best annual plants for Texas, 120 best perennials, all that. That's all in this. All the information I used to put in my calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. That's all in this. It's all in this book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Trees, shrubs, these are the chapters. Trees, shrubs, well, basics is the first chapter. And then the calendars of the 12 months. And then trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit, and vegetables. A month each to write those. Now it's $32.95 regular price for $28.95 if you call today before 11 or if you order from neilsperry.com. All right, and I'll give you the phone number in just a moment. There's a better savings. If you'd like to get almost $10 off a magazine subscription at the same time, what would normally cost you $23.95 is $14 when you buy it with the new book. So that's $42.95 total price there. Here's the phone number until 11. Satisfaction guaranteed, of course. These will not be in stores. They are not on Amazon. 1-800-752-GROW. The only way you can get them is to call 1-800-752-4769 or order at neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plants to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes. Saturday, April 26th, how to build a flagstone patio. And on Saturday, May 3rd, how to build a pondless waterfall. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens or visit their website at whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. Dreams.
When seconds count, when severe weather breaks, we'll be here for you. You can count on it. News Talk, 820 AM. WBAP.
Shades of Green in Frisco is absolutely bursting with the colors and textures of spring. Annual color, perennials, herbs, veggies, roses, flowering shrubs, and trees are arriving daily, from the ordinary to the hard-to-find natives and well-adapted plants. Unique home and garden accents have arrived, as well as beautiful pottery and fountains to give that perfect finishing touch to your porch, patio, and landscape. Need some planning ideas and suggestions for sprucing up your landscape? We'll give Shades of Green a call at 972-335-9095 to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. Go on out to Shades of Green next Sunday, April 27th, for Neil Sperry's book signing event from 2 to 4 p.m. He'll be presenting his new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, for purchase and signing. Or if you've already purchased one, you can bring your book for Neil to sign. Shades of Green is closed today for the Easter holiday. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. Or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco.
All right, there is that time I didn't have earlier. I didn't see an email, and I've been trying to get a hold of somebody this morning. 2 to 4 next Sunday at Shades of Green, and then at 3:30 to 5:30 next Saturday, I'll be at Hooton's Hardware in Emory. That's quite a place. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, their garden center's down the road just a quarter mile at Hooton's, and I'm not sure which of those two places I'll be, but don't see it on their website. But anyway, those are my first two book signings. There will be more during May, so I look forward to seeing you. Let me, and you will be able to buy the book when I'm doing the book signings, either place. So, and that will always be the case. I'll always have copies. Book is not going to be out where you can buy it, you know, in stores and then bring it in. My old books are, and I'm happy to sign those for you. Let me tell you right now about Bonide Weed Beater Ultra. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Bonide's Weed Beater Ultra. Bonide's Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleafed weed control. It controls more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to their roots with one easy application, and Weed Beater Ultra won't harm lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. You can say goodbye to clover, dandelions, dichondra, wild onions in your lawn. It can be applied from spring to late fall. Seeding can be done as soon as 2 weeks after application. That's Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. It's available in quart and gallon size, ready-to-use applicators, pint or quart concentrates, and in ready-to-spray with hose-in sprayer. Now, Weed Beater Ultra is available at Jabo's Ace Hardware in Fort Worth, D&L Farm and Hardware in Aubrey, and Higginbotham's True Value Hardware in Tyler, or visit Bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com, to locate a retailer near you. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra. Pete in Venus, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Pete. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I've got a question. I got some of these trees from the Ann Arbor collection, and I put them in some pretty good-sized pots. It looks like 2-gallon pots. And I'm wondering if it'd be safe if I can just leave them there all this year, then take them out of the pots next year.
It would be better if you could get them planted. Nothing much good happens when home gardeners like Neil try to keep plants in pots longer than immediate planting.
But the reason I was asking that, because when they send them to you, they're bare rooted, of course.
Okay, well, get them established, and then what I would do is very carefully nurture them through the summertime, Pete, and then I'd plant them this fall.
Okay, kind of what I was asking. And I got one more question to ask you. I planted a gardenia bush, and And my nursery experience is kind of like Mr. Douglas on Green Acres. It's not well. But what I'm referring to is I've been told they have to have a lot of acid and to put coffee grounds and tea grounds around. Do you have better advice than that?
Well, coffee grounds and tea grounds are not very acidic in the quantity you'd be putting them on. You need to use brown sphagnum peat moss, Canadian peat moss, to plant them. They need to be in a raised bed that is half peat moss and half pine bark mulch, just like we would use with azaleas.
Yes,
what kind of soil do you have in Venus? Do you have red or black?
It's black soil, sir.
Okay, yeah, you need to do what I just described, and you'd need an amount that would be a heaping pile for, if it's a regular gardenia, you would want a heaping pile in a bathtub, that quantity. Think of a bathtub being full of that mix and a heaping.
Because where I live at, it's kind of a subdivision now, and it used to be a cotton field. So my understanding, cotton, saps the soil out.
Well, but you're not going to be growing this gardenia in that soil. If you do, it won't survive. It'll have iron deficiency.
Yes,
so
sir.
That's why you replace that soil with what I described. What's there currently?
I'm using Miracle-Gro, too. Is that some good stuff?
Yeah, that's fine. That'd be great. But the replacing of the soil with a completely 100% organic matter is what you must do.
Okay, I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Pete. Let me go to Muhammad in Frisco. I have about a minute, Muhammad. How can I help you?
Good morning, Mr.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Very quickly, I have my lawn infested with all kind of weeds. It happened this year. I don't know what to do with it.
All right. It is a lengthy answer, but I will tell you that the weeds that are not grasses, like clover and dandelions, things like those, you can control with any broadleafed weed killer. I just did an ad for one just a minute ago, the Bonide Weed Beater Ultra. Ortho Weed Be Gone is one, and there are a lot of others out there. And those will kill anything that is not a grass, so that'll get rid of all of those for you. The weeds that you have right now that are grasses came up in September, and so you need to get rid of the next generation. They're going to be dying away soon from the heat, and so don't worry about the ones that are there now, but prevent them from coming next year by putting out a pre-emergent weed killer the first week of September. And that would be Dimension or Halts, applied the first week of September. But for now, the broadleafed weeds, the non-grasses, you can control with a product that at least in part contains 2,4-D. 2,4-D. And then as your lawn gets vigorous, it'll crowd out a lot of the rest of the weeds. Muhammad, I must run. I hope that helped, and I really appreciate your call. Art and Sanger, Lee and Rockwell, hang with me. We'll be right back after the news.